In a culture obsessed with productivity but starved for pleasure, Emily Morse's Smart Sex arrives as a revolutionary manifesto. What if pleasure isn't selfish, but essential? As host of the wildly popular Sex with Emily podcast since 2005, Morse has answered thousands of intimate questions, developing what she calls sex IQ. Not a score of sexual knowledge, but a framework for understanding yourself as a sexual being. Most people seek quick fixes for sexual problems, supplements for low libido, or toys for orgasm difficulties. While these solutions help temporarily, they rarely address underlying issues. The book offers a comprehensive approach through five essential pillars that help clear away common myths about sex and provide a pathway to genuine connection with yourself and others. Before exploring these pillars, we must understand desire itself. Your brain is your largest sexual organ, where desire and arousal begin. Recent research distinguishes between spontaneous desire, occurring automatically, and responsive desire, requiring stimulus. While spontaneous desire often dominates early relationships, responsive desire requires triggers, like touch or affection, to develop. Understanding which type you experience helps set realistic expectations for yourself and your relationships. Embodiment, the first pillar of sexual intelligence, means developing integrated mind-body awareness. When embodied during sex, we're fully present with physical sensations rather than caught in thoughts about performance or appearance. While children naturally embody this state, socialization gradually disconnects us from our felt experiences. Three key practices foster embodiment: mindful movement, yoga, dancing, meditation, and breathwork. These counteract numbing behaviors like mindless eating, social media scrolling, or excessive drinking, which provide fleeting dopamine hits that masquerade as pleasure but leave us unfulfilled. The more we numb ourselves, the harder it becomes to access genuine presence and pleasure. Embodiment helps reclaim our attention from these distractions, reconnecting us with bodily sensations that form the foundation of sexual pleasure. Stress, trauma, and shame, STS, are the primary emotional blocks preventing sexual pleasure. Stress, though normalized in modern life, makes pleasure impossible, since our bodies can't simultaneously engage both stress, sympathetic, and pleasure, parasympathetic, nervous systems. Combat stress by dedicating 25% of waking hours to pleasurable activities. Exercise releases feel-good hormones, deep breathing deactivates the stress response, and positive social connections boost oxytocin levels. Trauma, both major, big T, and minor, little T, creates protective responses that block pleasure and becomes stored in our bodies. Healing requires awareness, therapy, movement, and gradual reintroduction of pleasure. Shame, more profound than guilt, manifests as feeling fundamentally flawed or abnormal about sexuality. Think of shame as unwanted programming installed by others. Counter it through movement, breathing, social connection, and mindful bodily exploration focused on what feels good. Solo sex is essential self-care that connects us deeply with our bodies and liberates us from performance pressure. Creating our own body's owner's manual by tracking what brings us pleasure helps us share this knowledge with partners. Masturbation releases happiness hormones, reduces stress, improves sleep, and boosts immunity while strengthening self-acceptance. Mindful masturbation enables deeper exploration beyond quick maintenance. Create a sensual environment with candles and music. Begin with non-genital pleasure zones, neck, nipples, belly, thighs, using varying pressure. Note which touches create excitement or discomfort. When thoughts intrude, return to your breath. Vulva owners should explore outer labia with gentle touch, moving slowly to register pleasurable sensations. Penis owners benefit from slowing down, discovering non-porn pleasure pathways, and developing orgasm control. Break habits using your non-dominant hand and varying grips and rhythms. Enhance pleasure through fantasy without judgment. Remember that fantasies aren't necessarily desires you'd want in reality. Use appropriate lubricants to dramatically enhance sensation. Most sexual problems stem from poor communication, not sex itself. While cultural norms encourage silence around sex, communication doesn't diminish its magic, it creates it. Successful sexual communication follows the three T's: timing, tone, and turf. Choose relaxed moments and avoid halt situations: hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Use a curious, compassionate tone with "I feel" statements rather than blame. Have these conversations in neutral spaces, not the bedroom. When discussing preferences, use the compliment sandwich. Begin with praise, make your request, then end with affirmation. For example, "I love how much you desire me. I'd love it if you teased me more so I get nice and wet. It'll make things even hotter for both of us." Establish a monthly sexual state of the union conversation during date night to discuss what's working and what isn't. Keep flirting alive. It builds sexual tension through playful communication. Remember that consent is non-negotiable and can enhance rather than dampen the mood. Many sexual activities previously considered taboo have become mainstream, though people often hesitate due to past experiences or personal hang-ups. With proper consent, communication, and preparation, exploring new territories can be deeply pleasurable for all involved. The anus contains dense nerve endings that can provide intense pleasure when approached correctly. For penis owners, prostate stimulation can create powerful internal orgasms, while vulva owners may experience intense sensations through shared nerve pathways between the rectum and vagina. Success requires proper hygiene, lubrication, and gradual training. Kink represents a spectrum from mild to intense play that combines creativity with eroticism. It's less about extreme activities and more about adult play that engages both mind and body. Even simple acts like dirty talk can bridge mental and physical arousal. Ethical non-monogamy has emerged as a valid alternative to traditional relationships, with infidelity affecting 15 to 45% of relationships. Understanding these options is crucial. Both monogamy and ethical non-monogamy are valid choices. The issue lies not with monogamy itself, but its societal enforcement. After nearly 20 years of answering sexual questions, the most common concerns haven't changed. Vulva owners who've never orgasmed, couples seeking to spice up long-term relationships, and penis owners ashamed of their performance. Developing your sex IQ helps you start answering these questions yourself. Being good in bed has nothing to do with age, body type, penis size, or orgasm count. It's about sexual intelligence. With higher sex IQ, you'll make better decisions, have difficult conversations, ask for what you want, and create more space for pleasure. Remember that pleasure is your birthright, not something to wait for or depend on others to provide. In a world that often dismisses pleasure as frivolous, reclaiming your capacity for joy is a radical act. Your body is not just a vehicle for your productivity, it's a gateway to profound connection, both with yourself and others. By honoring your desires and embracing your sexual intelligence, you create ripples that extend far beyond the bedroom into every aspect of your life.